In response to the preaching, let us sing from Psalter number 118. Number 118, all three stanzas. Congregation of the Lord, how strong is your attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ? How strong is your attachment? Just think about that for a moment. And then think particularly about what degree of importance the Lord Jesus has in your personal life. Something to think about, particularly as we hope to prepare ourselves for the celebration of the Lord's Supper next Sunday. Do you see him perhaps as someone who you must serve because you have great respect for him? Or do you perhaps see him as one to whom you have pledged your devotion, and because of your love for him, and this is why you worship him? Is it, in other words, is it a duty of serving him, or is it a desire to love him more? Now, there's a difference there, and I hope to explain that to you in more detail as we go on. Because you see, there is that difference between serving the Lord Jesus Christ and there's that of worshiping, particularly between serving in an active way and worshiping him in an active way. And as we then prepare ourselves for the celebration of the Lord's Supper, we want to be encouraged, no doubt. We want to be encouraged and look at the difference between those two things, of serving and of worshiping. Because we have a wonderful example here of those two aspects with Mary and Martha in that little family that is to be found in, or was to be found in Bethany. And so let us then consider it in the following way: serving and worshiping Jesus in view of the Lord's Supper. In the first place, a serving Martha shows her limitations. Secondly, a worshiping Mary shows her love. And then in the third place, a befriending Jesus shows his preference. So, congregation, in Luke chapter 10, and also in John chapter 12, the two passages that we have read and we consider to be our text for this hour, we are introduced to a lovely Christian family. Small family, to be sure. This family consists of Martha and of Mary and of Lazarus. Two sisters, one brother. They live in this little village of Bethany, just outside of the walls of Jerusalem. Apparently, it was a favorite visiting place for Jesus and his disciples during those 3 years that Jesus ministered to the people. These people, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, they were very warm, they were very hospitable, and they were very receptive, obviously, welcoming their guests anytime. It is quite striking, therefore, that the Lord Jesus, on the very last Sabbath before his arrest and death, actually opted to spend time with this little family there in Bethany, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, as if Jesus needed a short respite and pause, a rest, before he would begin his great work of redemption and sacrificing. And what better place it would be than to spend a Sabbath day at the home of Lazarus and his two sisters? Obviously, warm, genuine biblical religion was practiced in that little family, and Jesus must have felt right at home with them as well. And so, the question can be asked as well: could Jesus find a welcome home in your family and in your Bible studies? Would a Sabbath day visit at your place be refreshing, be relaxing, and be encouraging for the Lord Jesus Christ? Or would it be a discouraging thing for him to come to your place? Would you feel uncomfortable to have the Lord Jesus Christ sit with you and speak with you in one of the rooms in your home? Would he really be a welcome guest in your house? Just think about that for a moment. I think we all feel it, don't we? We would want to use all the home improvements possible that would be accessible to us in that respect. Now, in Bethany, however, that little place there close by Jerusalem, there was a place where Jesus and his disciples found a warm and hospitable place to rest and were always welcome. And yet there were things in that particular home that Jesus would love to see improved. And that's what we want to get at. Take Martha, for instance, and see how she shows her attachment to Jesus. We read very impressive things about her, particularly in John chapter 12. The folks in Bethany, they were ready always to welcome the Lord Jesus and his disciples, because we read there they made him a supper. And no doubt the disciples were also served as well. And then notice carefully what it says there. And Martha served. No doubt Martha cooked the food, prepared the dishes, she set the table, and she served the meal. And if we read everything very carefully in its context, then this was a meal that Martha served for no less than 16 adults. And Martha served. But this was really not all that unusual for Martha, you see, because this was part of her way of showing her dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we go back now from John 12 to Luke chapter 10, we also read there that Martha served. In fact, there we read that Martha was distracted with much serving. And there it tells us already that there is something that is amiss. That Martha was distracted with much serving. And that the Lord Jesus indicated then also to Martha that she was worried and troubled about many things. Now, this was really Martha's thing, you see. Certainly, we have to admit that she thought very highly of the Lord Jesus. She considered him a most welcome guest and in her house, and she would do everything. She would show great carefulness. She would go through much trouble for Jesus just to make it comfortable for him. And she did. She did. She served him with hand and foot, you could say. She felt it her duty. She felt it to be her obligation to do so, to make Jesus feel at home by her serving him. Now, this in itself is very commendable, isn't it? This was perhaps the one great talent that Martha had. She could cook up some great dishes. And that's nothing to sneer at, to be sure. Martha had this great talent to make the meals taste delicious. And whenever she had this opportunity, therefore, she did her utmost. And, well, especially for Jesus. And yet, as I said already, and yet there were limitations to Martha's serving. Not limitations as to what she would do, but rather limitations as to what Jesus preferred. You see, there was actually a downside to Martha's serving. And we get a glimpse of that, particularly in Luke chapter 10. Martha was an eager server, all right, to be sure. But she really had very little patience for those who did not quite serve alongside with her. In that respect, Martha had a problem. In fact, she had a problem with her sister Mary. Martha felt that if she spends all the time in the kitchen, so should Mary spend all the time with her in the kitchen. And in her serving, therefore, Martha had become obsessed. We read in Luke chapter 10 and verse 40 that Martha was distracted with much serving. And literally, she wasn't seeing things clearly anymore. She had developed a mental block. She had become obsessed with something that she should not have become obsessed about. In her serving, there was an obsession with her, and in her obsession, she felt that everyone should serve as she did, and no less. At one point, therefore, Martha went up to Jesus and said to him, and you can be sure that she was half annoyed, she was half dismayed, "Lord, do you not care what my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." In Martha's mind, the only way to show welcome to the Lord Jesus was to serve him. Serve him with a high degree of activity, with a high volume of activity. And she could do it. She could do it. And if she could, then others should do the same as well. Now, dear people, without doubt, Martha was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that. She confessed as much in John 11 and verse 27. There we read the following. And it is a wonderful confession, in fact, when she said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God who is come into this world." Now, that's a great confession. And so, yes, she was a believer. And yet there was something here about Martha that was amiss. Something that the Lord Jesus was not really pleased about at all. And that was her obsession in serving. Her serving, yes, it was commendable in itself, but in Jesus' eyes, it has reached some limitations. And dear people, you and I, we also need to examine ourselves in this as well. If you are, and I trust you know this, if you are a confessed believer in Jesus Christ, I do not wish to question the sincerity of your faith. You need to examine yourself on that yourself. But I ask, how is your welcome of Jesus? Are you too into too much serving, into much doing for Jesus, into much high volume activity for Jesus? And are you, in doing so, expecting others around you, perhaps your own family members or those in the congregation, to do as much as you are doing? And if you notice then that they don't, do you get irritated about this? Perhaps even complaining about it? "These people around me, they always leave me alone to do everything. I'm the only one doing anything." Is that perhaps how you think? Do you perhaps even lash out at them directly or indirectly, speaking to the Lord about it? "Lord, don't you care that the others aren't doing anything and that I'm the only one doing something? Lord, tell them to start serving." Martha was distracted with much serving, so we are told in scriptures. And therefore, you and I, we need to watch out for that. We need to be careful that we don't go that route either. You too may therefore be on the verge of being distracted, that is, of being obsessed with much serving. Well, serving the Lord with your talents is a good thing to do, dear people. It is a good thing to do. And serving the Lord Jesus Christ by doing things for Him, definitely it is commendable. In fact, we could even use a few more Marthas, both of the male and female type. But do not become contentious and make it a contentious issue between you and others. Because then your serving of the Lord Jesus Christ has become an obsession, as it did with Martha, you see. And when serving becomes an obsession, you can be sure that it will not be pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ, even as He makes that clear in our text passages. Martha, you see, receives a rebuke from the Lord Jesus. It was a mild rebuke, but she received a rebuke from Jesus. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. That's a rebuke. A rebuke. A loving rebuke, but nevertheless a rebuke, because there was limitations to her serving. But now, secondly, let's look at a worshiping Mary who shows her love. In our first Bible passage, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, we discover Mary actually sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she is busy listening to His words. Now, that in itself is already a very touching scene, isn't it? Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, just quietly listening to Him. Mary, you see, she was interested in Jesus for the words that He spoke and for the instructions that He gave. Mary's excitement about Jesus coming into her house had to do with the prospect that she could learn something from Him, that she could listen to Him, that she could be close to Him, that she could sit at His feet for a while. And so Mary showed her welcome to Jesus by sitting at His feet and just listening to Him. Have you learned to welcome the Lord Jesus Christ in that way already, dear people? Welcoming Him into your heart and into your life by, as it were, sitting at His feet and listening to Him and learning from Him and from His Word. Proving to Him that He is very welcome, and that when He comes with His Word, it is a joy for you to sit at the feet of that Word, the living Word, Jesus Christ. Proving to Him you're welcome by showing appreciation for what He, the Lord Jesus Christ, has to say. That means being hungry for His Word, you see. Hungry for His Word. Thirsty for what He, the Lord Jesus, can offer you. Open and eager and willing to be taught by Him. And so is your welcome of Jesus like a humble submission to His will and to His ways, sitting at His feet. In our first passage, Bible passage, Luke chapter 10, Martha served, but Mary worshipped. She worshipped. And while Martha's serving had its limitations, as I indicated already, Mary's worship of Jesus stirred up love for Jesus, which is then beautifully shown as well in our second Bible passage that we've read together. Now let me just recount the story briefly. Jesus was in Bethany again, surrounded by his disciples. Lazarus was there as well, the Lazarus who was raised from the dead, which could be read about in the chapter before that. And Lazarus was sitting there with Jesus at the table, or reclining with Jesus at the table. And as usual, Martha was busy serving. Yes, he was making supper ready for them all. And you could say, well, that's a very homey scene, isn't it? But then observe Mary. Let's read it from our Bible passage, John 12 and verse 3. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Now, this was not a spur-of-the-moment thing, dear people, with Mary. This was a premeditated act. It was planned, and it had been planned for a long time, you see. Because, you see, Mary must have been busy saving up her pennies for a long time in order to buy this costly spikenard. For what we can read from further on here in our text, The market value was 300 denarii. And that's actually 1 year's wages of a working man, 300 denarii at that time. And Mary took this very, very costly and precious spikenard, and she anointed the feet of Jesus with it. And as this fragrant oil drenched his feet and dripped on the bench on which he, Jesus, was reclining, the very fragrance of this spikenard filled the house, we can read. Mary then proceeded to loosen her hair, and with the long tresses of her hair, she wiped Jesus' feet. No, Mary was not just merely serving Jesus. She was busy worshiping Jesus. And nothing was too much. Nothing was too costly for Mary to do that, you see. Nothing was too extravagant in order to show her worship and her love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said already, this was not a spur-of-the-moment thing for her. She had planned this for a long time. She must have thought about it. How can I possibly show my love for my dear Savior? She saved up for it for a long time. But then notice how it all started. It all started actually with Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, humbly and reverently, taking in his words and instructions, and as he spoke, and no doubt he spoke much of himself and much of the work that he was called to do by God the Father, and also of the sacrifice that he would have to make in due time as well, that he may even have indicated to Mary that he would have to die on a cross. A love for the Lord Jesus began to grow in Mary's heart. A love that could never be taken away anymore. Because the more she sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more she wanted to hear of his word, and the more she began to love him. You see, listening to the Lord Jesus with a humble heart evokes love towards Jesus. The words which Jesus speaks, you see, are very special words. Special words. They are penetrating words. They are potent words, you see. A humble heart and a willing spirit cannot help but to be touched by the words of Jesus. Those words, you see, can do astonishing things in your life. They can do wonderful things in your heart. They can melt a cold, cold heart, and they can break a heart of stone. They can sow seeds of love in that heart and cause it to grow spiritually and produce spiritual fruit as well. And such spiritual love that grows in the heart that has been humbled and has sat at the feet of Jesus, such love and such a heart will grow towards the Lord Jesus, you see. It will begin to look for ways in which to express that love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so being stirred by the love of Jesus, which is made very clear here in this word, you and I must also begin to think and ponder, how can I possibly show my love to the Lord Jesus Christ? And isn't it true that the more we hear Him speak through His word, isn't it true that the more we grow in love towards Him? It should be that way, shouldn't it be? That we love His words, that we love listening to what He has to say. And the more my heart grows in love towards the Lord Jesus Christ, the more I want to show my love to the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Do you know something of that? As you consider the celebration of the Lord's Supper for next week. Among other things, the Lord's Supper will be a call, and it will be an opportunity to show your love for the Lord Jesus. And as you prepare for the celebration of the Lord's Supper, do not ask how much you have been able to do for the Lord Jesus. Do not assess your attachment to the Lord Jesus by the amount of service that you have shown Him, or by the abundance of activities that you have been engaged in for Him. Don't ask those questions, because that has the tendency to make you proud. And that's the opposite of being humbled. And perhaps you have done much for the Lord Jesus Christ, much serving Him. And definitely, as I said before, that is commendable. But it may have created an irritating edge on it for you because you saw others not serving the Lord Jesus Christ as much as you did, with such high energies as you have shown. My friend, if that is the case, you need to put that irritation aside. You need to become less obsessed with serving. You need to become less distracted, and you need to become more and more focused on what should be the nature of your attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that should be the nature of love towards Him. And therefore, again, assess your attachment to Jesus, not by what you have done for Jesus, but rather what Jesus has done for you. Have you learned to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ already, as Mary has learned that? Have you been able to sit at His feet and listen humbly to what He is willing to tell you? Have you been able to learn from His words? Have you been able to focus sufficiently on that, as He says, that one thing that is needed? Have you chosen that good part as Mary has done? Well, now, let's see that in the last place. A befriending Jesus shows His preference. Now, Jesus has remained friendly towards both of them. You can be sure, to both Martha and to Mary. To both of them, He showed great friendliness. But His preference was clearly towards Mary and how she worshipped Him. Martha received friendly advice or friendly caution words, really, from Jesus. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But Mary received no caution words at all, no rebuke, nothing like that at all. Instead, she received the full backing of the Lord Jesus in her sitting at his feet and also in her show of love when she anointed his feet with fragrant oil. In fact, Jesus even took it up for Mary in the face of his stingy disciples. And he said to them, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. Let her alone." Jesus, therefore, clearly preferred the way that Mary worshipped. And she worshipped him by showing her love for him. And isn't that great? And isn't that how we should also show our love for the Lord Jesus? Now, next Lord's Day, next Sunday, the Lord willing, the Lord's Supper is scheduled. The Lord Jesus will be, as it were, a welcome guest in this house again. In fact, he will be more than a guest. He will be the host of the Lord's Supper. But what is your attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ? I would not want to keep any believer, confessed believer, from the table. All you who have confessed him sincerely need to come to the table. Even eagerly, eagerly. But I might ask for your self-examination. Has your attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ developed beyond the need of serving him? And has it reached that point of worshiping him in love for him? Are you willing to give all that you have to show your love for him? Are you willing to rise from your pew next Sunday and take part of the Lord's Supper here in the front? Not just because you feel that it is your duty, but because you love him. You love him. Serving Martha is good, but a loving Mary is better. It is preferred, as the Lord Jesus makes this very clear in our text passages. And therefore, let us also this upcoming week, in preparation for the Lord's Supper, dear people, let us take time to sit at Jesus' feet, to hear his words, to learn from him, to meditate on his words, and see if our love will not deepen for him. And when you are called to show your love for him next Sunday, do it, dear people, do it by coming to where Jesus is the host of a supper of bread and wine, by coming to the table, by showing your love in that way. Remember, a worshiping Mary went up to him where he could be found. A worshiping Mary, a serving Martha, yes. But you know, I trust, what Jesus prefers. Amen.